But Goher came and said that there was something Maher needed from New York, and Baba asked if I would get it for her and send it. And then she said, now, I want to give you the money. And I said, well, if it's all right with Baba and it's all right with you, I would like very much to take care of this. And she laughed and she said, Baba said you wouldn't take the money. Yeah. I mean, even that little thing, he was going to, I wanted to do that, and he was going to let me do it. Yeah. The next morning, when we went out to say goodbye to Bob, there was a look of anguish on his face, and I didn't understand it. The goodbye was very quick, and then Rano, whose job this always was, hustled us all out of the hall, and we were gone. I remembered that incident, and it puzzled me a little, but I didn't dwell on it. I more or less forgot it. 18 months later, I was fortunate enough to go back to the East-West Gathering in November. It was a whole different occasion. Baba had spoiled me rotten the year before. Right. As Margaret would say, once he was through with the courtship, you'd do anything he asked. At the East-West Gathering, there were thousands of people. There were 200 Westerners. And there was very little individual attention. And I was getting a little jealous. I remember at one point, we spent hours sitting there every afternoon watching people go in front of Bob. And at one point, I stood up and went up to the corner of the dais, and I thought, I'm going to stand here and look at him until he looks at me. And I did, and he finally turned, and he looked at me. The expression on his face said, all right, I've looked. Now, will you please sit down? And we all had... None of us talked to each other about this. But I think that years later, discussing it, we all had the feeling that at that point, Baba was beginning to withdraw from us. And Francis Brabazon described it as the father saying, I have work to do, and you must wait. And then there's the gentle closing of his door. And everybody felt that. Well, on the last day, again, Baba had all the Westerners come out to Guru Prasad to say goodbye to him individually. And I was so happy at the thought I was going to get another embrace, I wasn't thinking about it being goodbye. And when I went up to him, I was as happy as a clam. And I walked up, and I leaned over, and I kissed him on both cheeks, and I said, thank you, Baba, thank you. And I stepped back, and he was on fire. He was glowing, grinning from ear to ear. And he reached up out of his chair to my face, and he went, you know, really hard. And I remembered the year before, and I realized he was saying, that's the way I want you to be. As happy leaving as you were when you came. There is no separation. You take me with you. And I also realized that he was happy because I was happy, and because for once I had thought to say thank you. In that little thing, I had pleased him, and he was sweet enough to let me know it. And it made me realize how little he asked. He wanted me to be happy, and to remember once in a while to say thank you, and to take him with me. That expression on Baba's face is still the most vivid I have of him. It's as strong today as it was then. And I think sometimes when I remember it, that it would be worth anything in the world to see that again on his face. That look of pleasure is the only important thing in the world, to see that. And I think I realized years later, those two meetings were a beginning and an end. It was a part of my relationship with Baba that began in 61 and ended in 62. And what was to come after would be something very different, but that was complete in itself. There was one lesson he wanted me to learn in that time period. And I got it, that my happiness was important to him. All he wanted was me to be happy. He wanted my love. and that was it.